coming at you from the city that never sleeps, bringing you the best music from the five boroughs and beyond. This is Insomnia Radio, New York.
Hi, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio, New York. And it's a very special one this time around. I know I'm a bit late to the party, but anyone who is into their New York independent music will know that a couple of weeks ago, the CMJ Music and Film Festival took over the city and just plastered it with wonderful independent music and films. Now, unfortunately, the festival coincided with me getting a new job, so I've been a bit tied up these last few weeks, which is why it's taken this long to get the show out. But I promise it'll be worth the wait. It's just... this episode, it's the longest I've ever done, and it is jam-packed with a huge collection of tracks by bands who graced the many, many stages of that excellent festival. Some are old friends of Insomnia Radio, some are brand new, all are fantastic. I've got so much great music for you, I'm actually very excited. Now, unfortunately, I didn't have the pleasure of being there myself, being as I live on the wrong side of the Atlantic Ocean. But I do have a little treat for you later on from a good friend who was there. More on that later. I was so impressed, though, by the lineup as I was going through and picking out all the bands that we've played before and sort of I know and love. It made me very depressed that I wasn't actually over there, as pretty much every artist I know and love from New York and beyond was there. And it made my heart bleed that I couldn't be there to see them all. But who knows, maybe I will make it over there next year. Now, that's the most talking you're going to get from me from now on. I'm going to let the music speak for itself because, honestly, I've just got so much to fit in, there's not going to be time for me to be nattering very much. Check the show notes at newyork.insomniaradio.net to get all the lovely linkage for the bands featured. I know you want to. Now, to start us off, how's about a gorgeous track from Insomnia Radio favourites, which you might be able to tell by them having no less than three tracks featured on our Daily Dose. This is School of Seven Bells.
Oh,
that was Windstorm by Brooklyn's School of Seven Bells from their newest album Disconnect from Desire. Find them at sviib.com. Next up, we've got a band that I played on the show a few episodes back and one that's had some Daily Dose love from us too. This is Emmanuel and the Fear with Dear Friend.
Walking along, singing a tune for all the people passing by me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Somebody stares, smiles like a bear, tells me how lonely it's been lately. And then much to my surprise, I was smiling.
From Emmanuel and the Fear there. Just lovely. It's from their most recent album called Listen, and you can find them at emmanuelandthefear.com, and that's Emmanuel with just one M. Now, moving on, and I said you weren't going to get much talking out of me. This is Dead Heart Bloom with the title track from their new album, Strange Waves.
time I get near. You wanna fly, tell me why you go away. You go away, you go away. And every time that you lie, I wonder why, tell me why you lie. You lie, you lie, you lie away. Well, I'm a falling, but I don't need the help of my sake. It's for another, for another, for another, for another, for another. It's for another, 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 another. Every day for the rest of your life, living on the edge, edge of a knife. Look away, look away, look away. Fools are falling, but that's their plight. Something good about you, but you're not my type. Please stay, please stay, please stay. Well, I'm a falling, but I don't need the help of my sake. It's for another, for another, for another, for another, for another. It's for another, 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 another. Oh dear, I fear, just what are we doing here? If you saw what I saw, you keep an eye right on the door. And I asked her if she was lonely. She replied, yeah, I am a lonely girl. But somebody might suddenly just find that I am worth it all. Ooh, 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 wait. This is a time for misunderstanding and finding moments with someone you hope you love. We go about things in a different way, and you're a person who likes a chance encounter. So why go away? Well, I'm a falling, but I don't need your help for my sake. It's for another, for another, for another, for another, for another. It's for another, 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 another.
That track was by Deadbeat Darling and is called Without a Trace from their album Weight of Wandering. Look them up if you want to hear more at deadbeatdarling.com. And before then, we heard Dead Heart Bloom, lots of bands with dead in the name in this episode, with a new track called Strange Waves. Find them at deadheartbloom.com. Or, of course, you can head over to newyork.insomniaradio.net and get all the links you could possibly want from there. And now, a decided change of pace with Living Days and their song Kiss. Let's Kiss. Sorry, misreading my own notes. yes, this one, the synth that sounds so much like A-ha's Take on Me, but I love it. It's, yes, very synthy, very poppy. Love it. Enjoy.
You were the one, child that got away. I heard you call, I heard you call.
Kittens Ablaze with Gloom Doom Buttercup from their album The Monstrous Vanguard. We've heard them on IR New York before, so I thought I'd throw up a different track from last time so you could hear some more of what they're putting out there. Find them at myspace.com/kittensablaze. Before that was Living Days, a new addition to IR New York, and a very welcome one. The song was Let's Kiss, and it's from the album Makeout Room Part 1, released last month. Check them out at myspace.com/livingdays. Now, as I think we're about halfway through the show, I think it's about time to let you in on my little surprise that I mentioned at the top of the show. My esteemed colleague, podcaster extraordinaire and all-round dapper gentleman, Peter Clitheroe, of the Suffolk and Cool Independent Music Podcast, was there in New York at CMJ. And when I found this out, and after I'd gotten over my seething fits of jealousy, I asked if he wouldn't mind recording a little segment and playing us a few of his highlights from the festival. So here he is, our man on the ground. Over to you, Peter.
Well, the CMJ Music Marathon and Film Festival is over for another year, and around 1,200 artists will be sleeping it off, just as I've been since returning to the UK. By all accounts, it was better than ever this year, with great and very attentive crowds at almost all the showcase events, as well as the extensive panel programme. The panels are designed with an industry professional audience in mind, and those that I attended were massively informative, with genuinely top people on the panel itself, and real pros asking insightful and searching questions from the floor. But CMJ is really all about the music. Well, apart from the film festival, which is also in the programme, it covers virtually every genre of music, presented primarily across the boroughs of Manhattan and Brooklyn. The biggest concentration, however, is in the intimate environments of the bars and clubs of the Lower East Side in Manhattan. All the well-known venues are involved: Pianos, The Living Room, Rockwood Music Hall, Arlene's Grocery, National Underground. Need I go on? Probably not. It's almost impossible to select from the sheer wealth of talent on display, so you can either plan your route from the festival handbook, or go with other people's recommendations, or just decide on a venue for each night and enjoy whatever comes up. I suppose I did a bit of each. In addition, there were a few artists that have featured on Suffolk & Call and IRNY that I really wanted to see live. New York locals Shayna Zaid and The Catch were one such band, and they played the National Underground on Houston Street on Friday evening.
Oh, 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 oh. And TV as you rise and shine. Good morning, sun. It's good to see you again. So good to see you again. Good morning. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna play in my tub of rain. Wash up all that grain and get my game face on. Oh, 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 oh. Good morning, sun. It's good to see you again. So good to see you again. Good morning. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I got my tea, watching TV as you rise and shine. Good morning, sun. It's good to see you again. So good to see you again. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Shayna Zaid and The Catch and Morning Sun. They're on a bit of a roll at the moment, with Morning Sun being featured on a TV commercial for the Ford Edge. Shayna was telling me that she's really thrilled that her own hand-drawn album artwork also features in the ad. A neat bit of product placement, I think. The band are heading into the studio this week for an intensive fortnight of recording for their debut full-length album, which they're expecting to be out maybe in time for the holiday season, but you know the way these things are. The band comprise Shayna Zaid on lyrics, vocals, guitar and concertina, Chris Hines on drums, and what a sensitive drummer he was. It was amazing. He became almost melded with his drums. Quite impressive. Jan was playing violin and mandolin in an expert sort of fashion. Andrew Baer was playing some great guitar, and Fred Garantabi's bass was really holding things together. Find out more about them on myspace.com/Shayna Zaid, and that's spelled S-H-Y-N-A-Z or Z-A-I-D. And there's an interview, actually, with Shane Azade in The Catch in Suffolk & Call 243 at suffolkandcall.com. A lot of the music at CMJ this year was presented by singer-songwriters who seem to be enjoying something of a resurgence in popularity right now in New York. One such has actually been recommended to me by Shana. Will Knox is a song title in himself, being an Englishman in New York. He moved over to the States 6 years ago and is building a healthy and deserved reputation for himself as quite the troubadour. Although he considers himself primarily a songwriter, he played a packed Rockwood Music Hall on Saturday night, along with Clayton Matthews on violin, and a superb rhythm section of Chris Anderson on upright bass, and Essex boy Timo Youssef on drums. The restraint with which the band worked around the beautifully sung lyrics was a lesson for all. This song silenced the crowd at Rockwood in a way that I've not heard in a long time. By the end, emotions were very evident.
Their sails, the oars scrape the seabed like cracked fingernails. Foreign flags fly like gulls in the sky. The Manhattan morning is coming to life. Together we stand on an island of foreign land, built by immigrant hands. Immigrant hands. Some came by will, others by force, shackled and shamed under immigrant laws. And some leave by will, others are forced. The immigrants laid down the streets of New York. Their rails, the sun touches rooftops like a finger on braille. Taxi cabs fly like bees in a hive. The Manhattan morning is coming to life. Together we stand on an island of foreign land, built by immigrant hands.
Will Knox, Immigrant Hands. Will is based in Astoria in New York City, and you'll find him on the inner tubes at allthedubs.will-knox.com. cmj.com. Of course, CMJ isn't just about local artists. There was, for example, a significant contingent in from Australia, and a good showing from Europe and others from all across the USA and Canada. Olaf Arnolds was in from Iceland to play a set at Googie's Lounge, which is upstairs at the living room, a tiny space that I wouldn't have discovered were it not for my friend Ariel Hyatt from Ariel Publicity, who'd already identified the potential and texted me to get over there as soon as my flight landed. Oh boy, was it worthwhile. I'll admit I wasn't entirely sure to start with, but within the first minute I was totally captivated. Olaf's singing seems as natural and essential to her as breathing, and the slightly loose interaction with a largely uncredited partner lends a relaxed spontaneity to the sound.
Dearest, dearest, here's a song. Beautiful, so bright and young.
You got mojo,
you got soul. Full of colors, pearls and poetry. Climbing over cemetery walls, watering the sea. Fire is fire, that is all.
Don't go in the crazy car. Stream of gold from your guitar. Good old Lolita.
You're a diva, you are strong. Baby, what the hell is wrong?
What is wrong with vanity? Why not just embrace it? A pop star is a pop star. Don't go in the crazy car. Please don't go to America.
Here's your home, here are your friends.
Waiting still until this ends. Please, please think inside the box. Only for a moment. We have made it circle shape for you. Don't go in the crazy car. Don't go in the crazy car. Don't go in the crazy car. Don't go in the crazy.
Some generally good advice there from Olaf Arnolds from Iceland and a track called Crazy Car. You'll find Olaf at myspace.com/Olaf Arnolds. That's OLOFARNALDS. And if you think she's related to another Arnolds, you're absolutely right. She's his cousin. Well, the CMJ Marathon officially ended on Saturday, but the fine tradition of not letting go that easily continued with a wrap-up party at Ariel Publicity HQ in Brooklyn, supported by Sounds Australia. And what a great party it was, with an Aussie running the barbecue, Ariel making the most spectacular apple pies, and a whole bunch of lovely people and live music from Australians Paul Dempsey, Luluk, Circle Pit and Sherlock's Daughter, and local artists Alexis Fox and Schaefer James injecting glam and menace respectively. Here's Schaefer, along with Dusty Bones on percussion and the magnificent Sarah Zahr on the saw. Yes, you heard it right. With their track, Insincerely Yours.
Oh, I do appreciate your concern. but I never met a match I couldn't burn. I'm designed for the strike and inclined to ignite even after the ashes are safe in the urn. It's a fact I often hesitate to tell, like a window at the bottom of a well. It resides out of sight, but it shines pretty bright when you face the reflection of how far you fell. And all the fun we'll have, I'll be yours, with exceptions of yours. I'll indulge in every story that you tell, while I spin you like an ancient carousel, where the old engineer wears a gold bandolier and bewilders the horses with whistles and bells. You'll be waiting for my love to keep you warm, like a lady by a lighthouse in a storm. When my ship changes course for a port with a harbor more sturdy than yours.
James. You'll find Schaefer at schaeferjames.com. What a great end to an exhausting CMJ. I'll be there next year for sure. How about you, Sarah?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I think that I've already convinced myself that it's a cracking idea. Well, thank you, sir. That was Peter Clitheroe there, and I strongly suggest, if you haven't already, that you subscribe to his podcast at suffolkandcool.com, as it really is rather good. Thank you so much to Peter for sharing that with us, and do head over to his site to hear that interview with Shayna Zaid, as it's quite a corker. Now, we've got a wonderful track from a band now that you may have heard on the show before, Alcoholic Faith Mission. This is We All Have Our Shortcomings. We all have our shortcomings there. The track from Alcoholic Faith Mission. They are online at alcoholicfaithmission.com. So do head over and check them out. And now I'm going to change the tone completely with some delicious electro pop from Swing Set Committee and their infectious track Singing Along.
Behind you, we're all singing along. inside the clearing, and we don't believe it's our last words these birds are hearing. And if I die before I wake, then please make sure my pets are all okay. You say, please listen, these kids are yours for the taking.
The Art of Shooting with Birdcage, taken from their album Travelling Show. Find them at myspace.com/theartofshooting. And before that, we heard Swing Set Committee with Singing Along. It's from their album In Transit, and if you want to hear more of them, check out swingsetcommittee.com. Now, we've got another old friend of IR New York, the Canon Logic. I played them a couple of episodes back and take great pleasure in playing another one of their songs for your oral entertainment. You can check them out online at thecanonlogic.com. This is The Fabulist from their album FM Arcade.
Love is on our fingers. She got the style of a Texas swinger. They call her the country queen. I don't want your medicated emotion.
Canon Logic there with The Fabulist. Now, to close the show, we've got a track that I have loved for absolutely ages. We featured this track on the Insomnia Radio Daily Dose ages ago, and it's a bit of an older track, but I think it's just a great piece of power pop, and it's worth repeating. This is Loomis and the Lust with Bright Red Chords.
I put the needle in a groove to a song that fits the mood. I watch the record spin around into a wall of sound. My hips before my mind, my feet are walking over time, shoes slapping on the floor. Come on, let's rock some more.
And the Lust with Bright Red Chords, and you can find them at loomisandthelust.com. That's spelled L-O-O-M-I-S and the Lust. And that's our lot for this episode. Phew, longest episode I have ever done. I'm exhausted. Can't even imagine how Clithers was feeling after CMJ. I'm exhausted after just an hour and 10 minutes of a show. And now that I've played all those tracks for you, you know what? It's made me even more sad that I wasn't in New York last month to see all these great bands at CMJ, but this year, I'm quite happy with having presented you with this little showcase of my favourite bands who played. It just boggles the mind, boggles my mind anyway, that there are just so many more that are yet to be discovered, which is all the more reason to make me want to go next year. So look out, New York, I may well be coming your way. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've been Sarah Morrison. This has been Insomnia Radio New York, number 14, the very belated CMJ special. Find the show notes and all the links at newyork.insomniaradio.net, and I will be seeing you next month.